From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has announced the Teacher of the Year at the White House.
Rebecca Milwaukee from Burbank, California.
Rebecca Milwaukee is a middle school English teacher in Burbank, and the president says her students do far more than sit in class and listen to lectures.
In addition to everything they learn in her English class, Rebecca's students have had a chance to film their own adaptations of an O. Henry short story. They've worked with a local writer to develop 5-minute plays, which professional actors then perform.
Milwaukee says she doesn't believe she's the best teacher in the country beyond doubt.
But what I do have are the qualities that some of the best teachers have. I have an absolute passion for my work. I have a bottomless well of belief in my students and their potential.
And she says she stands in awe of the other state teachers of the year as they gather together at the White House today. Home prices around the country are continuing to drift lower, around 3%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that's the latest word from the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index.
Home prices are still sliding lower, although that's when you look at the average of homes across all kinds of neighborhoods. If you zoom in a bit more, things look different. Pat Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
There are two types of homes out there. There are those that are selling at distressed prices and those that aren't. And the ones that are selling at distressed prices are the ones that are dragging the Case-Shiller index is down, and we still have a lot of foreclosures in the pipeline.
So in neighborhoods with a lot of foreclosures, prices are still falling. But in other areas, places with strong school districts, neighborhoods where a lot of people want to live, prices there are not falling. Also, the pace of home sales is up from a year ago, so there are some signs of improvement. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The UN food program is increasing its food assistance to reach 250,000 people inside Syria by the end of the month. And Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports WFP is planning to double the number of beneficiaries to 500,000 in following weeks.
WFP says its scaled-up operation still isn't enough to reach all the people in Syria suffering from food shortages. UN aid agencies estimate about 1 million people need humanitarian assistance. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says the delivery of aid is hampered by lack of access.
We just hope that we will be able to finally deliver assistance and bring assistance to this 1 million people.
Because WFP can't move around the country freely, the Syrian Red Cross is distributing food aid to people in areas affected by the violence. This week, WFP also began distributing hot meals to Syrian refugees living in neighboring Jordan. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Stock prices are mixed. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up, the Nasdaq down. This is NPR News. The president of the Philippines is warning neighboring countries to beware of China's intentions in the South China Sea. And as NPR's Frank Langfitt explains, a report out this week says rising tensions there have, quote, gravely tarnished China's image.
China claims nearly the entire South China Sea. Countries bordering the sea, such as Brunei, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Taiwan, dispute this. Chinese and Filipino ships have recently been in a standoff near some rock outcroppings where there may be considerable oil and gas reserves. Philippine President Benigno Aquino says Chinese claims to the sea have become increasingly aggressive. How can other countries, quote, not be fearful of what's transpiring, Aquino told reporters this week. The International Crisis Group, a think tank, attributes much of the tension to a lack of coordination inside China's government. Beijing, on the other hand, says the Philippines is working with the U.S. to contain China. The American and Filipino navies are holding joint drills this month. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
The big spring storm that drenched the mid-Atlantic U.S. and the Upper East Coast and dumped major snow on higher elevations has proved a one-day boon for at least one ski resort.
We just watched the snow come down, and around noon we realized this isn't just a fluke little snowstorm. We're really going to get some accumulation. So we all piled up in the conference room and thought, you know, I bet we could pull this off. I bet we could open. And sure enough, we did.
That's Anna Welch of Seven Springs Mountain Resort in Pennsylvania. She says the resort expects a good crowd today before the snow melts of season pass holders and, as she calls them, people who didn't get enough of a skiing and snowboarding fix this winter. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.